Yiraisa.
Today's Amud for Chazara is Yuma Pei Gimel Mabez. We're holding on the top line on Pei Gimel Mabez. So we're in the middle of discussing the idea of a kalakal, and we mentioned the machlekes that if we have a choice of giving a chayla sheish by sakana, we have to give him machalas asurais, and if we have a choice of giving him tevel or truma. So there's a machlekes, meaning we have, let's say, a pile of 100 grapes, so we could either give it to him in its tevel state, and then we're feeding him tevel, or we could take off truma, and then when we give him all the 100 grapes, it's going to come out that he's eating chulin, but then he's also eating truma. So which one's better? Which one's worse? Machlekes, one holds that tevel's worse, better to take off truma and give him the truma, and the other one holds that no, truma's worse, and better to keep it in its tevel state and feed it to him as is. Now Rabbi explained that Avada, everyone would be maida, that if you could take off truma and just give the chayla the rest of the grapes, the chulin grapes, so then everyone agreed that that's what you have to do, is you have to take off the truma. Says the Gemara, Efshar b'chulim pshita, l'chari, that's a pashit. Why did Rabbi have to tell us that? L'tzricha b'Shabbos, says the Gemara, it's talking about the case of Shabbos. It's Shabbos, and therefore there's an issur de rabbanon to take off truma semaisis. Still, Rabbi is saying it's better to take off the truma in order to avoid giving him tevel. Everyone would agree to that. B'Shabbos nami pshita, asked the Gemara, that's also obvious. M'tiltu de rabbananu. So to save an issur of eating tevel, of course we would be matur an issur de rabbanon of taking off the truma. Says the Gemara, it's not tevel d'oraisa, it's only tevel d'rabbanan, because the grapes grew in a pot which wasn't perforated, and therefore the whole tevel is only midrabbanan. So that was the chiddush that Rabbi said, it's still better to be over on the afrashas truma, the issur d'rabbanan of afrashas truma, to avoid giving him the tevel d'rabbanan. Just the shy, the machlekes was, if let's say there's not enough, that the tchulin doesn't suffice for him, he needs to eat all of it. So then, mar savar tevel chamur, mar savar truma chamura. Says the Gemara, Lema Tanahi, L'chayra, this idea that Rabbi was Mechadish now, that on Shabbos, when you're dealing with the Tavul Durabanon, that it's better to be over on the Isser of Afrash Ashtruma, L'chayra, that's a Machlekes Tanahi. The Tanahi, we learned in the Braisa, that Misha Nashchay Nachash, Kairon Le'Reifim Mimakon Le'Makon, and Makairon Le'Yasatar Negailas. So, person's sick, he got bit by a snake, he needs to have this refuah, so they would open up a chicken for him, and to put it on the Mako, so that you're allowed to do even though it's Shabbos. Also, the Geizen Le'Yasakrishan, Machilon Isai, it could also be Kaitzer, these vegetables, the Kreshin, and to feed it to the Chayla, that's also, even though it's a Kaitzer, it's an Isser and Malacha and Shabbos, still, he's a Chayla, Sakana, so it's Mutter. The Ein Tzarech La'asir Divrei Rebbe. Rebbe says also, when you give him these vegetables, you don't have to take off Meiser. Rebbe Lazar, Rebbe Shimon Aymer, Lo Yoichal Atshi Asir. No, give it to him in its Chulin state. Don't give it to him as Tevel. Take off Meiser, and then give it to him as Chulin. So L'chayra, here we're talking about where there's enough Chulin to give him, and still, this Machlekes, do we say to be on the Issa Durabanan of Afrashas Meiser to avoid the Issa Durabanan of Tevel. So name Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Shimon, he v'lay Rabbi. So seemingly Rabbi was only going like Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Shimon, but Rabbi's din does not fit in Rabbi. Rabbi said get better to give it in its Tevel state to not be over on Afrashas Shumas and Meisers. Says the Gemara, no, afilu tema Rebbe. Rabbi could even be going like Rebbe. Akan lekama Rebbe hasamel inin meiser yarek derabana. Rebbe only said his din not to keep it in its tevel state because he was talking about meiser yarek, which is only chayv and meiser midrabana. Av b'meiser dagon the tevel deraisa hu. But when it comes to meiser dagon, which is tevel deraisa, even though we're talking about when it's in a derabana form because it grew in an atzut shein and akov, but still then afilu Rebbe meida. Then even Rebbe would agree better to take off and be over on the Issa Durabanan of Afrash Shumas and Meisers, D.E. Sharisle Ba'atis Shein Enakov, because if you allow him to have it as is, in its tevel state, and in Atis Shein Enakov, Atsi Lamecha Ba'atis Shein Enakov, he'll come to have it even when it's in a perforated flower pot, and which is Takachayiv, which is Tevel Midaraisa. And therefore, even Rebbe would agree to Rabbi's din. Says the Gemara Tan Rabbanon, Misha Achso Bumis, a person gets the sickness of Bumis, so Machil Naisei Dvash V'chomein Misika. So the refuah is you give him different sweet things, honey or other sweet things. Shad Dvash V'chomein Misika Mirim Morein of Shaladam, that those things restore a person's eyesight. Va'afa Pishain Rai L'davar, Seich L'davar. We don't mamish have a braya, but we have a remez to this, because the Pasuk says, Ru'una Ki Eruena Ki Ta'amti Ma'at Dvash Hazeh, that look, my eyesight got better because I tasted from this honey. V'mayafa Pishain Rai L'davar. So why does it mean that it's not a riot? L'chayra, it's first in the pasuk that honey restores the eyesight. Says the Gemara, no, the hasam lav bulmas achse, because there we're not talking about a person who had bulmas. So therefore, maybe it could be when it comes through bulmas that a person has bad eyesight. So maybe that honey doesn't work. That's why it's only a zeichet. Amr Abaye, this whole refu of the honey and the sweet things is leishanu al achra achila. It only works after you eat. Avol koyde machila migra gar. But before you eat, it just makes you even more hungry. It's just going to make the situation worse. Dechsev, how do we know that it's dafka after you eat? Dechsev of a pasuk which says that they gave honey and sweet things dafka after giving him food. The pasuk says yimsu bishmitzri basada v'yikhu esel David v'yinu leilechem v'yoycha v'yashkuhu mayim v'yinu leipelach devela. So first they were machilu mashkeu, and then they gave him pelach devela. Then they gave him the mini masika. He got better. Because he hadn't eaten in 3 days and nights. But the point is that you see that they first fed him, and then they gave him the sweet things. Amar of Nachman Amar Shmuel, Misha Achzu Bumis, Machilin Aisai Aliyah Bidvash. We give him a tail in some honey. That's a sheep's tail in honey. That's the refuah. Ravuna Brid Rav Yeshua Amar, Avselus Nikiyah Bidvash. Even fine flour, wheat flour, and honey, that's also a good refuah. Rapapa Amar, Afilu Kimchidasari Bidivsha. Even barley flour and honey. Rabbi Yochanan said over that pam achas achsani bumis. One time, I got this bumis and viratzti lemizracha shel teino. So I ran to the east side of a fig tree to eat the figs dafka from the east side, because those are the sweetest ones. Those the sun affects the most, and those are the sweetest ones. Vekiyamti ba'atzmi, and I fulfilled about myself the following: hachachma techayev aleha. That when you have chachma, so it's mechayev the person, the one who has the chachma. Meaning, because of my chachma, that I knew the following brisa that the Gemara is about to quote. That's how I was able to heal myself. The Tanya Rabbi Yosef writes a little tam teina. A person wants to have the tastiest figs. Yifanulam is racha. So you should go to the east side of the fig tree. Shenema, as the pasuk says, when we mega tvuay shemesh, when we mega is the lashon of mesicha of the sweetest, and that comes from tvuay shemesh. It comes from the sun. The sun is what affects the sweetness of the figs, and therefore, being that the sun rises in the east, and it affects mostly the eastern side of the fig tree, those are the figs that are the most sweet. Says the Gemara story, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yaisi have a kazi barcha, and achse bulmis Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda got, he got this disease of bulmis. Kapchi l'raya, and achli l'rifta. So he coerced the shepherd into giving him some of his bread. Amorle Rabbi Yaisi, so his partner Rabbi Yaisi said to him, kapachta es haraya, you stole from the raya, you stole from the shepherd. Kimatu l'masa, when they got to the city, achse bulmis Rabbi Yaisi, this time Rabbi Yaisi got it. And hadru, belage vitzai, and the people in the town, they brought out these pitchers filled with different, sweet things and plates of food. And so Amalei Rav Yehuda, Aniki Pachtes Araya, I might have coerced the shepherd into giving me his food. Va'ata Kapachta Seir Kula, but look, you got the whole city to give you stuff. Of course, they did it willingly, but it's only because of you, and maybe Al Sanim Matanis Yechia, you really shouldn't have taken it. So you see, you really did even worse than me. Says the Gemara, another story involving these people, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yaisi, that Vesu Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yaisi, this time just Rabbi Meir was there as well, the three of them, Havu Ka'azli Borcha, they were traveling on the road, Rabbi Meir Havu Daik Bishma, Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yaisi, Loi Havu Daiki Bishma. And now the Gemara tells us a background to the story, that Rabbi Meir used to learn from the person's name about the person. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yaisi did not have this practice, at least at the time of this story. Kimatu lahu duchtam, when they got to a certain place, bohu shpiza, they were looking for a place to stay, and yahavu luhu, so they gave them a place to stay, they found them someone to stay by. Amru lai, so these three, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yaisi, they said to the host, Mashimcha, what's your name? So Amar Luhu, so the host said to them, Kidor, my name is Kidor. So Amar, so Rabbi Meir said to himself, Shema min Adam Raju, this person must be a Rasha, Shenemar Kidor Tafukai Seimo. It says Kidor, and this pasuk describing Rishaim. So Rabbi Meir was Medaik that this person's a Rasha. However, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yaisi, who were Medaik in names, Ashlimu Lekisai, it was about to be Shabbos, so they gave the host their wallets to hold on to, they trust him, but Rabbi Meir like Ashlam like he said. But Rabbi Meir, who was Medaik in his name, he didn't give the host his wallet. Rather, Azul Aisve be Kivri Davua. He went to the Beis HaKvaras, and lo and behold, he put it in by the kever of this man Kidor's father, by his father's kever. So this Kidor's father, he came to him in a dream Friday night, and he said to him, Tashakul Kisa Demanach Aresha Duhu Gavra, come take the wall that's by my head. Lumacha, the following day, Shabbos morning, Sa'amar Luhu, Kidor said to his three Chashuva guests, Hachi Ischazili Bechalmai, maybe you could tell me and help me out, this is what I saw in my dream last night. So Amri Leid, they said to him, Nah, don't worry about it. A person, naturally, you're probably just thinking about a lot of things, and so Friday night dreams are meaningless. They don't really have any meaning. Rashi says that they were just saying that to be madchem, so he shouldn't realize that the wall was actually there and go and take it. In the meantime, also Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Meir went and he guarded and he waited there the whole day guarding his wallet. Va'aisei, and then Matzei Shabbos, he was able to bring it. V'macher, the following day, Amrulai, so the Kiddur said to the, Amrulai is the Rabbi Meir, not Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yaisi, they said to Kiddur, have one kisan, can we have our wallets back? So Amar Lahu, Kiddur said to them, wallets? What wallets? So how you devar me'aylam? You never gave me your wallets. So Amar Lahu, Rabbi Meir turned to his friends, to Rabbi Yaisi and Rabbi Yehuda, and he said, Amaylai dai kisu bishmo, why do you give him your wallets? Why were you medaik in his name? Now his name is Kiddur. So Amar Lahu, so they said to Rabbi Meir, Amaylai amradlan mar, why didn't you tell us to be medaik, and that his name is Kiddur, and not to give him our wallets. So Amar Lahu, he said to them, Emer Damriano, when do I say you can be medaik in names? It's only chashasha, to be chayshish. But Achzuki mi Amri, I never said you could do it to be machzik, and it's taka true, so therefore I couldn't tell you. So what did they do? Mashruhu vailu l'chanusa. So they brought him to a bar, they got him drunk, and chazut lafche das sasvame, and in the meantime, when Kiddur was coming to the bar, they saw that he had some lentils on his mustache. So they knew that it must be his Sunday morning brunch was something to do with lentils. So now they had the perfect opportunity. So they went and they gave a simon to the man's wife, to Kiddur's wife, that Kiddur said that they should get their wallets back, and that if she doesn't believe them, that he said that he should give them, that they should give her the simen that he had lentils for lunch. So of course, how did they know that he had lentils for lunch? It must be, it's true, and she believed them, and she gave them back their wallets, v'shaklu v'kisayu, so they took their wallets. V'aisuhu, v'aisu azul ihu v'katli le'itzei. When Kiddur came home and he found out what happened, that his wife gave them their wallets back, so he went and he killed her. Which is hainu detanya, that's what we learned in the braisa, that mayim rishayim mechilu basar chazer. That's because the person wasn't careful in washing mayim rishayim, so a certain innkeeper once assumed that this guest was a guy, and he fed him basar chazer. And mayim achreinim hargu asanefesh, that because the person wasn't careful, mayim achreinim, so that's what caused his wife to get killed. That's referring to this story, that because Kiddur wasn't careful, mayim achreinim, which seemingly then he would have washed his mustache if he was careful. So because of that, they end up in an interesting turn of events, and end up coming out, and then he ended up killing someone. He killed his wife. Ulebesoif havudaiki b'shma. Lamaisa says the Gemara, and then Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yaisi, they joined in the club, and they also started to be medaik in names. And kimatu luhu besa d'shmei bala, when they got to a certain person's house, whose name was bala, so lo ailu legabe, they didn't even go into the house, because Amri, they said, shramina rashahu, he must be a rasha, d'chseva imar lebala ni'ufim. So they were medaik, and it must be as a rasha, and they didn't even go into his house.